is required to give evidence of economic activities or business transactions such as books, records or invoices as required by law and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Launch of the loan product for higher education institutions held. Member of the public calls on ZNS to construct quality roads and a bridge in Kasupe. In international headlines, South African president concerned over recent U.S. military action in Venezuela. And in sports, Bruce blames South Africa's early AFCON exit on lack of European best players. Now the news in detail. Government has described the Zambia Agricultural Research Institute Zari Rice Training and Processing Facility in Mavumba, Mansa District as among the best rice training centers in sub-Saharan Africa with the potential to position Wapla Province as a regional hub for rice production, training and exports. Wapla Province Minister Engineer Nason Musonda said this on Tuesday when he toured the facility, emphasizing the need for sustainability, strong management and a commercial approach to ensure the investment delivers long-term benefits to the people of Zambia. Engineer Musonda said the center must move away from business as usual and be run by a competent management team capable of generating revenue through training programs, including in-service courses that can attract participants from neighboring countries such as Tanzania and Malawi, as well as local farmers. He noted that assessments show that the Mavumba facility is comparable only to a similar center in Uganda, making it the first of its kind from Uganda downwards and giving Lwapla a strategic advantage in rice research and training. The minister further called for the promotion of local rice varieties such as Mansa rice, locally known as Nene, describing it as aromatic, larger in grain and superior to many imported varieties, and urged Zambians to support locally produced rice. Meanwhile, Zari Mansa Programs Manager Gerard Serenje says once operational, the center will be churning out about 950 farmers annually trained in modern rice production, seed breeding and processing to international standards. Mr. Serenje says the $10 million facility funded by the government of Japan in partnership with the government of Zambia has already recruited 5 professional degree holding officers trained locally and in Japan to ensure sustainability. He added that the project is expected to increase rice yields from the current 1.5 tons per hectare to about 4 tons per hectare, while improving milling, polishing and value addition, ultimately boosting farmer incomes and household livelihoods. Now the Zari Rice Training and Processing Facility is nearing commissioning and is expected to play a key role in transforming Wapla Province into a center of excellence for rice production in the region. The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has underscored the importance of honest feedback and a climate-just Communities CJC project from communities in Wangwa District regarding awareness of government empowerment programs if they are to benefit. This came to light during a community awareness engagement conducted in Cluster 3 in Mpuka Ward in Luangwa District under the Climate Just Communities CJC project supported by the Scottish Government through NIRAS Zambia. CJ Projects Coordinator Engineer Gabriel Mukoka explained that the event was necessary because the CJC project has existed in Luangwa for 3 years now. Engineer Mukoka highlighted that the CJC project is addressing climate challenges based on community-specific needs in 4 districts, including Luangwa, Sioma, Sinazongwe, and Shangombo. Engineer Mukoka mentioned that experts from the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, the Ministry of Agriculture, and the Ministry of Community Development were initially invited to provide detailed insights into the programs. He pointed out that under the project, when addressing issues related to the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, CEJ invites officials from the council who handle CDF.
Last time, they did really intersectorial dialogue, right? Basically, they Ningania, but issues Yacha. But put down a number of projects.
So Rajan Zeokurija, which understand the Roshika last time. So Abaman Yellow Foot, this is a container issue you are trying. Feedback, na questions ring that we know for some of us are putting them a concerns, you're raising your foot. So at least a branch, you can't attach the branch, address sign.
At the same function, Council of Churches in Zambia CCZ Project Coordinator for Luangwa, Giftchipo Mubambe, encouraged communities to report any challenges to the CJC project or its partners so that appropriate steps can be taken by the government to resolve them. Mubambe stressed that what is important is that when issues are raised, they must be followed up with action so that meetings are not held just for the sake of meeting. He remarked that the project's role is advocacy to open minds and connect people to government systems that can improve their lives.
That's a meeting here for Kwankala action, isn't it? Moment. So that if it's Vilangu, that if you end up agriculture, in the office you have a DC quiz. In the letters, the Ilangu Takoping of Andani, but DC. Aye, Yelangu end up office here and Tava, the Pere. Then we can make it it's easy, man, to panga my follow up. Some moment. But I know if it's not a taco, Dandaolo, Yaso. And the DC Varinayo later, a penalty could cancel a quave, the council secretary Varinayo, the department here, your planning in a quave, Varinayo, and it's not in very Kutinanga, is a Zatan is a bond. I think it is. It's really important maningi to making a meeting moon.
The Zambia Center for Interparty Dialogue, ZCID, says it stands prepared to facilitate structured dialogue guided by its mandate as the umbrella institution of political parties since 2002. ZCID Chairperson Ambassador Joyce Musenge says their readiness is demonstrated through technical and institutional capacity, ongoing political engagement since March 2024, and that ZCID has consulted over 15 political parties, including high-level engagements with His Excellency the President. Ambassador Musenge says, encouragingly, over 35 political parties have already reached consensus on the political parties' bill, demonstrating the potential for collective agreement. She has emphasized that meaningful dialogue is the lifeblood of democracy, and that without it, dialogue, suspicion deepens, polarization widens, and the risks of instability grows. Now, the Higher Education Authority professor has described the launch of the loan product for higher education institutions by the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, as a defining moment for Zambia's higher education sector and a powerful validation of the inaugural higher education endeavor. Institution Director General Kazila Chisembu says the development represents clear, tangible, and measurable outcomes of the endeavor, which was convened under the theme Unblocking Zambia's Potential through New Investments in Quality Higher Education from 8th to 10th October 2025 at the Avani Victoria Falls Resort and Livingstone.